A dull debate on the proposed inquiry into incidents in the Cavan Monaghan Garda Division has been cancelled after the Ciarán Comhairle yesterday told the party some matters were sub judice. The debate had been due today. Our political correspondent David Davenport can tell us more. David, what happened?
Well, sources say that the reason that the Ciarán Comhairle made this decision was because of a High Court action that's underway at the moment, that it was launched by the former Justice Minister, Alan Shatter, which seeks to essentially challenge the findings of the Guerin report, which you'll recall actually spawned the inquiry that was due to be debated in the Dáil today. Now, it is a bit of a mystery as to why it took until the eve of the debate for the Ciarán Comhairle to decide that it was in fact sub judice. There is some speculation that Alan Shatter himself made an intervention, in other words got in touch with the Ciarán Comhairle through his lawyers to object to the debate going ahead. In any event, the debate has now been cancelled and the inquiry will be voted on in the Dáil without debate. But that does beg the question as to whether Mr. Shatter might take a further step and actually injunct the inquiry if he objects to it being debated in the Dáil. Presumably he would have difficulties about the inquiry itself going ahead when he is in the High Court challenging its bona fides. So it's all a bit puzzling. But nonetheless, what's happened is that this debate that was down on the order paper for today is not now going ahead, as being supplanted by a vote.
What was it supposed to do?
Well, the inquiry was supposed to investigate a number of incidents in the Cavan Monaghan Garda Division, which were the subject of complaints from Garda whistleblower Morris McCabe and others. I think there's nearly a dozen incidents that were supposed to be investigated. The TDs were due to debate the terms of reference of this. Now, of course, with Alan Shatter challenging the terms of reference of the High Court, you can see an immediate conflict there, but it's an indication, if you will, that the former Justice Minister still feels pretty sore about the way he was treated and is intent on vindicating all his legal options.
David, thank you. That's our political correspondent, David Davenport. It's 8:15.